Welcome to room 4216. I'm so glad you've come.
Hi, Pastor Dave.
Hello.
So what's new with you?
Nothing.
Okay. Oh, got any jokes today?
Nope.
Now I'm starting to get a little concerned. How are you feeling?
Fine.
Not making this easy. All right. What's new with Deb?
Nothing.
Well, we'll just have to try it. Let's head into room 4216.
Yay! That's what I was waiting for. Woohoo!
Trivia time, Pastor Dave.
I like trivia. Yeah.
Oh, good. How many states are named after presidents?
How many after presidents? Oh, I should know this. New Hampshire, Virginia, Mississippi. I'm not thinking of any. I'm quickly racing through the United States. I don't know. I give up.
Washington. There's just one.
Washington. Oh, of course.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how many state capitals are named after presidents?
Well, my home state right away pops to mind, Wisconsin. That's
right.
Madison. Right. And we live in Missouri. That's Jefferson City.
Right.
I can't think of any others right off of my... Are there any others?
Nebraska.
Lincoln.
Lincoln, yep. And there is Mississippi.
Oh, Jackson.
Here you go.
Those four. Oh, wow.
And now we are about to travel to the 51st state and its capital, which is named after a president. We're going to the capital of Teddyville and the state of Triangula.
And now I bring you a story from the middle.
Once a story from in the middle? No. It's supposed to be the story out east.
No. It says right here, a story from the middle. Perhaps you don't realize how competent and capable I actually am as a reporter. I am a freelance reporter. I go where the breaking stories are.
Well.
And this story happens to be breaking in the state of Triangula.
Never heard of it.
Well, that's where it is. There were three bakeries in the state, one in each corner, and it happened to be that the regional manager of these three died.
Aww.
Yes. Well, one of the three remaining decided he wanted to go for the regional representative of it. But the other two said, no, we don't want you as our regional manager. And many of the workers were rebelling.
Oh, this
sets up for a nasty, nasty story. So, Reginald is his name. He goes off to corporate headquarters, and just before leaving, he gives three aspects of his...
Aspects? That's kind of a nebulous word.
Nope. That's what it says right here. Three aspects of his business to three of his workers. One for the cookies, one for the donuts, and one for the bread. And just before he left, he said to them,
I give each of you three a division of my bakery. Kevin, I give to you cookies. Daisy, I give to you donuts. Betty, I give to you bread. Make me proud.
The negotiations by Reginald took much longer than he first expected.
2 years later.
Let's look in upon what has happened in these past 2 years. Kevin had the cookie division.
I made lots of cookies. I love cookies, cookies, cookies. I made peanut butter cookies. I made chocolate chip cookies, oatmeal raisin cookie, sugar with sprinkles on it, macaroon, and a line of mint cookies.
Oh, I suppose that would mean thin mint for the Girl Scouts?
No, 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 no. We don't want to be in competition with them. And besides, there's copyright issues. I can't say that on this radio program. Instead, I created Skinny Mint, Chubby Mint, and Mucho Mint.
Oh, I suppose you made one for each of the body types of a human being.
No, not at all. It's just what the consumers wanted.
And now we turn to Daisy Donut. How are you, Daisy?
No, I love donuts. I love donuts. Welcome to Daisy's Donut Domain. We have all kinds of donuts. We have chocolate donuts. We have vanilla donuts. We have glazed donuts. We have cinnamon sugar donuts. We have maple donuts. We have bacon donuts. We have macaroni and cheese donuts. We have chicken pomodoro donuts. We have chicken primavera donuts. We have chicken Oscar donuts.
Excuse me? Chicken Oscar donuts?
Oh, yes. Those are for the very elite.
Oh.
Along with the steak tartare donut.
Oh. And how many locations do you have now?
We have 10 locations, and we're looking to open up these 5 more within the next 2 or 3 weeks.
My. And lastly, we turn to Betty Bland with the bread. And how is business with you?
We make bread.
Do you make cinnamon bread? Raisin bread.
We make bread.
Oatmeal bread? Wheat bread?
We make bread.
Oh,
white bread.
I see. Finally, Reggie comes back as regional director of the state of Triangula.
The whole state may rejoice. I am now regional director of all bakeries of Triangula. My first order of business is to take stock in my holdings. Miss Daisy, how is the donut production?
Look at all the stores I have. Daisy's Donut Domain. Well, it's your Donut Domain, but anyway, Daisy's Donut Domain and all the donuts. And I am so happy you are back. But I love my donuts too.
Miss Daisy, well done.
Julie, it's very rare. The steak tartare donut.
Oh. Mr. Kevin, how is the cookie line going?
Oh, the Cookie Kingdom of Kevin is going very well. We have cookie kiosks, cookie kitchens. We have counters in every corner of every county of this state.
Well done.
That's right. Not over, not underdone. Just right.
And now, the bread line. Is it rising, Miss Betty?
We make bread.
Well?
We make bread.
Well?
Well, what?
Well?
Our water comes from the city source. I haven't had well water since I left the farm.
No, no, no. What have you done with the bread business?
We make bread.
That's...
We make white bread.
That's all?
What else did you want me to do?
Have you added new locations, stores, or even bread delivery?
I was afraid you'd get mad if I changed anything. We make white bread. That's what you told me to do.
Yes, yes, yes. But nothing more, nothing new, nothing innovative?
No, I was afraid because you really don't like it when things don't go right.
You are right. I don't like things that don't go right, and it has not gone right with you. The bakery takes away from you the bread line and gives it to Miss Daisy. We now read from Luke chapter 19, verses 11 through 27.
Jesus went on to tell them a parable, because he was near Jerusalem, and the people thought that the kingdom of God was going to appear at once. He said, "A man of noble birth went to a distant country to have himself appointed king, and then to return home. So he called 10 servants and gave them 10 minas. 'Put this money to work,' he said, 'until I come back.' But his subject hated him and sent a delegation after him to say, 'We don't want this man to be king over us.' He was made king, however, and returned home. Then he sent for the servants to whom he had given the money, in order to find out what they had gained with it. The first one came and said, 'Sir, your mina has earned 10 more.' 'Well done, my good servant,' his master replied. 'Because you have been trustworthy in a small matter, take charge of 10 cities.' The second came and said, 'Sir, your mina has earned 5 more.' His master answered, 'You take charge of 5 cities.' Then another servant came and said, 'Sir, here is your mina. I kept it laid away in a piece of cloth. I was afraid of you because I knew that you are a hard man. You take out what you did not put in and reap what you did not sow.' His master replied, 'I will judge you by your own words. You knew, did you, that I am a hard man, taking out what I did not put in and reaping what I did not sow? Why then didn't you put my money on deposit, so that when I came back, I could have collected it with interest?' Then he said to those standing by, 'Take his mina away from him and give it to the one who has 10 minas.' 'Sir,' they said, 'he already has 10. He replied, I tell you that to everyone who has, more will be given. But as for the one who has nothing, even what he has will be taken away. But those enemies of mine who did not want me to be king over them, bring them here and kill them in front of me.'"
The backdrop of this parable that Jesus just told is quite interesting. He had just come from Jericho, about a day's journey away from Jerusalem. That's where we heard about him giving sight to Bartimaeus and talking to Zacchaeus. Everyone was hearing that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. They'd heard everything throughout the past 3 years of the mighty things he had done, and now he's coming to Jerusalem. They really thought he was coming to establish himself as king. It's into that backdrop that Jesus tells this interesting bit of history, you might say, with a twist, and that's why it's a parable.
There really was someone that wanted to be king. Archelaus, son of the infamous Herod.
The guy who killed all the kids and the wise men and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
When Jesus was born, that is.
Yep. Yeah. He had to go to Rome. And do you know how long it took him to come back?
How long did it take Archelaus to come back?
2 years.
2 years.
For him to be crowned.
Well, it makes sense. Travel, and then Caesar has appointments and parties to go to and
of course.
People to burn. And yeah, okay, 2 years.
But there are some people that weren't partying. A Jewish delegation went after him and said, "We don't want this man to be king." Didn't work, though.
He came back as he came back as king. And that's why it says in Luke chapter 2, right after Jesus' birth, when he came back to Bethlehem, he saw Archelaus was king. And so he moved to Galilee, to Nazareth.
Joseph did, yeah.
So Archelaus was a harsh king.
Mm-hmm.
In all of that, Jesus told this parable, which is interesting because that's one thing. The parable showed a generous king. Here was a guy, a king said, "Here's a mina." And he gave it to 10 of his servants. And all he said was, "Gain something with it." Now, kings usually are really tight in holding their money. But here, that would have gotten the attention of people. What? And then when he came back, boy, was he ever generous. The guy who earned 10 minas, he got?
10 cities.
10 cities.
10 cities.
And the guy who earned 5, he got?
5 cities.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
It is.
And then the guy who had just hid it in his handkerchief and brought it back to him.
He got what he deserved.
He got it taken away.
Got it taken away. In fact, what this man accused him of is not true. The king is just the opposite of harsh.
Opposite. I mean,
look at how much he gave away.
He was generous. Yeah. And he gave the 10 servants while he was gone. He trusted them. Yeah, he was a generous king. And yet that king,
he took what he, the one mina that he had, and again, gave it not to himself, but
to
somebody to the one
else.
Who had 10.
Now, it should be pointed out before we move on to what this kind mean to us today. It says one other group, not just the servants, but the subjects, they were the ones who were killed. Mm-hmm. Notice that the servant who didn't earn and was trustworthy, he wasn't killed. Only the ones accused the king and said no, they were the ones. Not other subjects, but just those who were violently against that king. And I like how, Cecilia, at the beginning of this parable, you pointed out Archelaus took 2 years. And I think that's part of what Jesus was trying to do here was, you think I'm going to be king in the next week? Hey, guys, it took Archelaus 2 years. It's going to take a while before I come as king. So during this time, and that's why the parable, be faithful with what you're given.
And speaking of being faithful, mm-hmm. that brings up a question for me. We're supposed to use our talents. That's one of the things this parable is teaching.
Right. While we wait for the king to come back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But what about the person who has SSI, SSDI, and whatever, and mm-hmm. Just says, well, I'm comfortable. I have what I need. I may not be rolling in money, but so I'm just going to enjoy sitting here at home, playing solitaire and watching YouTube.
Well, there's a couple things there. If this is just you speaking, I have one answer. But if you're observing somebody like that, even if you're looking in and observing yourself,
it's both.
Okay.
I mean, I don't want to pick on me all the time.
I'm going to pick on my wife, for example.
Oh.
And I did ask ahead of time. She said, this is okay. She's really good with kids. And if you see her play with kids, interacting with kids, oh, you should hear her read stories to kids. And she's great with kids. Like in Sunday school, I've seen her a couple times. And oh, my goodness. She's just wonderful with kids. What a talent, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And looking in, you might say, she should be a teacher. She should teach. And she should be a Lutheran school teacher and teach them about Jesus, right?
Well, and she even went to school for that, didn't she?
Okay.
If she would be doing that, she'd either be dead or in an insane asylum, probably.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yes, I am. And she can say, just because you can do something well doesn't mean you like it or something. And then she'll pause and say, I mean, I can clean toilets all day long, but it doesn't mean I like it. Now, again, from the outside, you might look at her and go, she's just wasting that talent. She should be a teacher or whatever. When she just sits behind a desk working on words all day long, not having to deal with people, but working with words. She's a copy editor.
It takes talent to do that.
Ah, yeah, but she's wasting the other talents, one might observe and think. But here's the flip side of it all. She is working for a publishing house that does Christian material. And so she's helping other teachers be better teachers.
Very true.
Okay, now with your application. Sometimes we're aware of what people have as gifts, okay? And we think they're not using them. Ooh, that's not good. But at the same time, thinking of my wife now, sometimes we're not aware of gifts they have, like her editing. Just because she's good with kids, that isn't obvious that she's good with editing. And yet we don't see her use, but we see her using it, but we think, that's not a talent or something that we can obviously see. Think we're just passing time so she doesn't have to be with people. Well, which is it going to be? See, from the outside, it's really, 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 really hard to say whether you're faithful or not. And that even can be looking at oneself, because sometimes we don't evaluate ourselves really well. Or it could be God is, during this time, helping develop a new talent in you. Yeah, exactly. Preparing you for the next thing. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, when you say you're not seeing my wife do anything with kids right now, well, once in a while she does object lessons, a children's message at church, but she also has organized from top to bottom vacation Bible schools for this church and other churches. She's taught in vacation Bible school.
I can believe it.
Also organized Sunday school programs and leads them, as well as been a teacher for it. But poof, right now at the moment, you don't see that past history. And the same I want to say is about any person. Now here, I'll pick on you, Cecilia. People might look at you and go, well, you're not doing very much. Well, how do they know what you haven't done in the past? And I happen to know you happen to be a person who was helping out a Christian organization with a call-in, and you were very helpful to them in their service and to the God's kingdom. And so we might not see it at the moment, but those talents and gifts may be used in the past. And like you said, oh, I like that. God might be preparing you for something in the future.
And the same is true for any of our listeners.
Absolutely. And it's really a thing between you and God. And that's where, when you ask the question, so to start this segment about faith or not, I kind of have to say, I don't know. And yes, I know. It's something between you and God. And really, we have a hard time when we view other people. We could ask them, we could challenge them, but ultimately, it's between you and God to whether you're faithful or not.
And I want to sing a little song. Life without Jesus is like a donut. Is like a donut. Is like a donut. Life without Jesus is like a donut. As there's a hole in the middle of your heart. Oh, I nearly forgot. I nearly forgot. We are not alone. I think we're done now.
Yeah, I think so too.
Do come back again to room 4216.
Credits. Our sincere thanks go to Terry Nord and Robert Vaughn for their interlude music.